Tonight, on the plane, I'll be learning a few lines, I guess, and resting a bit. And hopefully we're not going to shoot like tomorrow night. And I'll catch up a bit. But I'm doing a picture called Hooray for Hollywood, which is sort of a wild comedy. At least we hope it's a comedy.
Who's in it?
Martine Beswick and Richard Deacon, Chris Lemon, Jack Lemon's son, Edie Adams. And just goes on, you know. Very good cast.
Yeah, sure.
Promises to be very funny.
You said at this time before when I talked to you, it was called Hooray for Hollywood. What do you think of the name change?
Never know. Never know about those crazies.
Really? That sounds really good. How long do you think it'll take you to complete the picture?
Probably another 4 weeks. And we're shooting mostly on locations from Malibu to the Ambassador Hotel and in the Wilshire District. We worked there for 3 days and downtown LA and around, you know.
What's the conflict of the plot in the story?
It has to do with a lady who comes to town from New York who's written a very provocative, sexy book. It'll be probably, it's about a couple of movie producers. I'm one of them. And the struggle to get her book and translate it to the screen and get her in bed.
That's Martine Beswick.
Yeah. Who co-starred with Sean Connery in 2 James Bond pictures.
Really?
Yeah, she's quite a lady, very nice, talented, really a pro, you know,
yeah.
Works very hard.
From what you've heard of a possible new Batman movie, are they thinking of doing it like the television show with the Pam Gazzal command, or are they thinking of doing it like maybe Superman movie or James Bond, big explosions?
Any new Batman project, at least one that I would do, I anticipate, and I'm quite sure will be realistic, be very spacey, have advanced, you know, hardware and special effects and a very provocative, telling, taut story and with a big, big look to it. Yeah, I think Batman the movie will be very well produced, and I think that's the way it should be. When you go from television to the big screen and you expect people to pay $5 or so a ticket, maybe a buck or a buck and a half for parking and a babysitter or whatever else, I think they deserve something that is fine and well produced. Not just another turkey.
Have any idea of storyline?
What?
Have any idea of storyline?
At the moment, several have been suggested, but nothing's been nailed down.
Bringing back...
It'll be futuristic.
Bringing back old villains in space. Penguin in space.
I don't think so. It'll be fresh and new in concept.
Any people going to steal any comic book ideas?
I presume that much of the Batman mystique, the mystery, the staging, locale, environment, ambience, yes, will come from that. Is that me beeping or you?
What is this? We shouldn't have any problem bringing that up. We gotta boil that sucker.
Anyway, so Batman the movie, I think, has to be quite enormous in scope. Our storyline is terribly important in relationships with the characters, but I think the action has to be very telling.
Yeah. Which way?
And fun, and still have the wry, you know, sardonic or Bondian kind of humor. Sure.
There are jokes I'm getting now watching Batman Ring outside, and you when I was a kid.
Yes, yeah. I'm glad that you recognize that. It's amazing what's happened. Now, they've been playing for 10 years. Or longer, really. And what I tried to do, and many of the others connected with the production, is finally being, and this really is a reward for an actor, because, you know, when you do a series, you work long, long hours, And a lot of times you figure it's, nobody's going to get this nonsense and it's not appreciated. But then when you hear 10 years later that people watch from time to time and maybe for the second or third time, and they pick up things that you tried or intended to do in the beginning, it's really neat. Yeah, it's very nice to know that.
Well, today there was a Scottish guy on, and he was cursing you and Robin because you let the Joker get away. And he says, faster than I can say, he said he had a Scottish brogue, and he says, faster than I can say Jack Nick Robinson. And he put the Nick in there, yes. Scottish, and the little kids wouldn't have probably got that, you know.
Yeah,
but really. I got it, you know, because everybody always says, faster than I can say Jack Robinson.
I remember segments that we did, you know, as political spoofs. And, you know, which is right for the time now.
Oh, yeah.
As a matter of fact, there was a thing that we did about Governor Reagan, which, when it's playing now, is very timely, isn't it?
Yeah. Mayor Linseed.
Mayor Linseed instead of Mayor Lindsay of New York. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they have
I always liked the prison warden, Gotham, Gotham State Prison, Warden Crittenden, and then others would say Warden Crichton. And then others, Crittenden, and you know, it's just, we just let that happen, you know, like in real life.
Yeah, yeah.
Warden Cricket, but he was really funny, I thought.
Pick a name, any name.
Did you hear that in the background, Batman?
You gonna do this again next season?
Yes. That's a good question. A lot of people think that, you know, like car shows are kind of nowhere and so on. But I tell you, everyone from John Travolta to, just about anyone you can name does them. I do more, I think, than anybody. It's because I'm greedy. No, what I find is you can meet more people face to face, your fans, and shake hands and get acquainted with people, find out what the real people in a real country are thinking. You know what I'm saying? Get out of Beverly Hills and Hollywood. Get around and make friends. And I think that's where it's at. You know, because the people listening to you, Dennis, and about to us right now, is the people who watch television and buy tickets to the movies and so on. And it's what they want and what they think. I think that should be paramount, you know, the most important consideration. And this is the way you learn, by getting out and meeting people. I'm going to... finish the picture I'm doing now, and then I think I'm going to Europe to do a film. It's our next it's our next meeting about that, and I've done 3 pilots in the last 9 or 10 months.
And for television?
Yeah. Yeah, the last one called Ace Diamond Private Eye, and it looks like that sucker's going to be sold, and it looks like it's going to go. So quite possibly I'll be working on a television series as well. But you never know, you know, it could last 2 or 3 times out, or maybe even be syndicated, and you do 26, and you do them very quickly.
Ace Diamond.
Private Eye, yeah.
You are?
Ace Diamond, yeah. And it's not the usual kind of car chase. You know, shoot 'em up detective show. It's like a cross between the Pink Panther and Philip Marlowe and Sam Spade.
A little bit of
yeah, yeah, it's funny, suspense stuff.
Were you ever on Love Boat?
No, I never did a Love Boat.
Really?
I think everyone in the world has done Love Boat except me. I mean, literally everyone.
I've seen you.
It's not terribly distinguished to do Love Boat.
Yeah. tell me more about your Nestle's.
I was on the Love Boat, though, come to think of it.
That's what I thought.
And not the show.
Oh.
I was on the boat. Yeah, yeah. That's the one that they use. I just happened to. I was a guest on that boat for 7 days before Love Boat. Yeah, gone on down to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, back.
I'm just curious, but I guess.
No.
Tell me more about the Nestle's. Sparked something way back in life, way back here.
Yeah.
I remember.
You know, over the years, people have asked how I became a bat, what led to Batman, to doing the series. And it wasn't until well after we started production that I heard and had it confirmed that it was because the right people had seen a series of commercials that I did, sort of a takeoff or a spoof on James Bond, and in which I played a character called Captain Quick for the Nestle's company.
Yeah, okay.
And they saw them, and they thought, yeah, that nut, you know, might be able to play Batman. That's the way it happened.
Okay, what did they always say? They always said, huh, Captain Quick.
It is something like that.
Yeah. Ah, Captain Quick.
I just do them and forget them.
Really? You work out of an agency, right?
Yeah.
You have an agency?
Oh, yes. It seems, you know, like traditional in Hollywood. You have the usual agents and manager. Have a good manager. Good agent, really. But I paid my dues, Dennis. You know, I've hung around now holding my stomach in for about 25 years. And
shame.
And you gotta work at that a little bit, too, you know. Yeah.
But you got it handy. We have good ones.
Yeah, that's what I noticed. I took a look from the top of the hotel, and I could see a long way.
Yeah, they're great planes.
Mm-hmm. I like this country, though. I really do. Very much. Yeah, there's something about it that, you know, it's not only very American, it, you just sense that it's really productive and in the history, you know. I like it. There's a beauty in it. And there's also a beauty in the Grand Canyon, you know, in the Sierra Nevada, but there's a great, great beauty in the plains. No, not at all. And that came out of Denver anyway.
Oh. Who makes your suit?
These are made by a costume company in Hollywood. And over the years, it's been necessary to not really redesign, but to have a number of the costumes made, you know. And I've attempted to stay very close to the show and the original costumes. I think otherwise people would be disappointed. And they're kind of complicated, you know, to have made, but there's some good people.
Okay, from the television series Star Trek to the movie Star Trek, they made a couple of changes. Do you see any changes like that in the Batman movies yet?
Oh, I'm sure that there'll be many changes.
Costume change?
For the better. I rather doubt it. Possibly in, you know, things like materials that maybe move better or lighter or more rugged or something, because the action scenes are have always been more difficult in Batman than most pictures I've done because of the limitations of the cowl, you know, the helmet and peripheral vision and the cape flying around and, you know,
yeah, I can see that.
So on. But, I think, I really don't think there'll be any changes in that, because after all, that's the traditional and basic look of Batman, and I would hate to see that part of it changed. Maybe things from the utility belt would change, be modernized. If it is, let's just say, it could be something like a fusion shield, or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And instead of a bat rope or something, possibly a long silver metallic thread that just snakes through the midnight sky and lops off a head.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, okay. You know, it's just that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Conception, you know.
How many people would you say have been in the Batman window climbing up the side of the wall and it's out of the Sam Spade was on today. I saw Sam Spade. I've seen Lurch and Jose Jimenez.
Oh, that's right.
My cousin, Jose Jimenez.
I would say probably close to 100.
Just a little cameo.
Just to do a little cameo popping out of a window. And I think it's touches like that, quite frankly, and I'm not taking credit for it or responsibility. Little touches like that have been very important, in keeping the show alive and always fresh, you know, because if you look closely, you're always going to see something that you didn't see before or hear something different.
I mentioned that to my sister last night about little things that make it, you know. She says, well, if they do a Batman movie, or say it's sparked already. She says, if they do a Batman movie, they're going to have the composite Kazams in it. And I said, I'm not sure, I'll have to ask. She says, I hope not, because that was for kids. And I said, yes, you remember the series because of that, right? That's what made it so memorable, one of the things. And Robin's Holy, whatever. Was that Burt Ward's own?
Many of them he did. Many were in the script. But, you know, you can nail things down in a screenplay, in a script. But when you get to the actual set, locale, whatever, location, and are working with props and so on, things do change. So I've always made it a practice to, sure, learn the lines, lock them in, but not so tightly you can't just unlock them immediately and get rid of them and make adjustments. And some of the show, yes, was improvised and ad-lib, because after all, who knows a character better than the person who created it and has been playing it for so long?
Well, that's kind of what I thought, that maybe he was he knew the character so well, that maybe...
I've always found that if you develop a character, whether it's on the stage or whatever, and you have a run with that character, it will, what that character says, aside from what is scripted, will usually come out pretty true to character if you're concentrated and involved in playing that character. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it'll come out right.
That's good. What kind?
Yeah, all right.
Occasionally somebody from the Guthrie, you know. But
okay. It's all right. Well, Dennis, I'm glad we had a chance to have this little talk.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
Appreciate it very much.
All right.
Got it.